Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is your co-host, Lisa Diamond. For Whatever Wednesday, I am joined today also with Ian Robb, and Greg Peterson may be jumping on at some point as well. We are in the middle of November, and our Whatever Wednesday challenge this month has been team engagement and team building. And it also happens to be the birth month of my co-host. So I want to just start off by saying happy belated one day birthday to my co-host, Ian Robb. Ian, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm now official. I live in Florida. I'm now 55, so I'm in a 55-plus living place, just like Greg Peterson, but we decided to do it in separate states. If he's still listening to this, I hope he is. So we had a great day yesterday. I'm excited, and if you want to call in and prank call me, dial one. Wish me a happy birthday. That's no worries. But I'm excited because I'm wanting to introduce Mary Beth Novinsky. She is a team manager. And I'm sorry, Mary Beth, we've been on calls all Mondays with Casey Conrad, and I finally realized when I looked at your last name that that's who you were. Are you on with us, Mary Beth?
Yeah, I'm on. I'm here.
Perfect. Perfect. So Mary Beth and I talked a little bit yesterday, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what you're up to out there and what's working for you. And then we can talk a little bit more about the team engagement challenge. But you called me to ask for some advice, and I thought it would be great to hear that your win, your success. So go ahead.
Yeah, again, we know each other through the Zoom calls, the managers' meetings. So I had Ian's number, and after interviewing Jordan Palmer last week, I realized how involved he was with sports, so I just wanted his opinion. And I got a twofer. I had Lisa on the call, too, so it was kind of cool. So when I called in to Ian, I got both of them. I am currently working with a health facility, a gym here, and I'm there from 4 to 7 during their busy hours for about 7 days. And just putting people on Beamer for recovery. I kept stepping by their office where they have their physical therapist, and I'm like, you have all these signs for recovery. What are you doing for recovery? Because I'm a member there. And I actually had contact with the manager prior to COVID, and we were trying to get the Beamer in there then. There was a little bit of a downside, but she's still there. So I engaged her also, and they told me to come in and generate some interest. So I'm there every day until right before Thanksgiving, and I'm just going to put people on it. So I wanted to hear Ian's, what protocol, what he's been doing to engage the athletes and get the better recovery. So I called him, and they were both kind enough to give me some time yesterday and give me some ideas. So I took that to the gym last night, and, you know, we wanted the aha moment where they come back and after the workout and say, yeah, I felt great, or, you know, this is what's happening, when will you be here next? And that seemed to happen, so I was really pleased. And even the manager, I couldn't have done better. She had a bad back, and Beamer helped her too. So, I mean, it all worked out really well. So needless to say, I'll be there, you know, today and tomorrow and the next couple of days and then right before Thanksgiving. So I wanted to just share with Ian and say thank you for his and Lisa's time, and I think we're moving forward here now.
Well, that's great. That is a piece of of advice for everybody. If you call me and you want some advice and you have success, I'm going to have you come right back on Blog Talk and share it with everybody so they can learn about it, because I think it's important. And yes, we come from the recovery challenge. So let me explain to everybody what that is. Is that we did this a couple of months ago with Tyson McGuffin and with Brad Horn and with a couple of other people and myself, which people thought of, and Tom who?
Tom Zeng from the San Francisco 49ers.
She's keep on wanting to say that, so I had her to say it, so that's the scoop. So what it is that you're going to have them do 30 seconds of push-ups, okay, as many as they can in 30 seconds. Then you have them go on the Beebody, and you do intensity 3, plus in the morning, no plus in the evening, and then you're going to take that B-pad and put it across their chest, okay, and we like to do it on program 1, okay, keep the plus on there. And then they're going to do another series of push-ups right afterwards. And normally they do somewhere between 10 to about 18% more push-ups. But the aha moment is not that they can do more, but they're not winded. They're not tight. They're not stiff. They don't get, you know, the lactic acid built up in their shoulders and in their chest. And they're like, okay, that's great. Or if you go, like now that I am 55, now I'm going to have people do the flexibility test. So I'll go to my gym. I'll have them reach down, legs together, go down and touch, see how far they can reach down to the floor, to their toes, and I'll measure it. Then we'll use the Beamer there. But instead, I'm going to place that Beamer pad on their lower back, and then I'm going to have them do it again, and they'll normally reach further down and even down to their toes. So that's their aha moment when they see their flexibility. So, Mary Beth, you're a team manager out there. You're in Michigan, correct? Your background has been a little bit more in the medical world, if I'm correct.
Right, correct. I was pharmaceuticals out of school, and then I worked in the OR with Medtronic for like 10, 12 years. I carry a line now of podiatry braces. So, yeah, I'm more in the medical field.
Perfect, perfect. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the team engagement. You have a team, you're a team manager, and we have these promotions going on right now, and we have these a great opportunity to get pace setters, get those people that have been non-active. That's our goal, is how do we get these people that have not been out there selling a lot this past year, maybe been a little bit quieter since we had the COVID issue going on and the pandemic and whatever else we had to deal with, did we get them fired up again to do this? Are you reaching out to all your distributors personally, or are you having team calls once a week or once every couple of weeks, or are you having Facebook, you know, private group thing? We're trying to find out how we can engage our team to get them a little bit more involved. What are your tricks?
Well, I have to say that I'm probably like a lot of the managers where not everybody is active. So if they are interested in, you know, being with the Beamer group and promoting it, I'll find some events for people. Like I had a bike race down in Detroit at the Detroit Athletic Club, and I invited one of my newer reps to be there with me. So then we were putting the Beamer, you know, out and giving the sessions there as a vendor. I go to the health fairs at the senior centers because I'm in networking groups for seniors. And assisted living facilities have a ton of health fairs. They have different things and programs that they could bring a vendor in. So I'm there. And, again, I invite the people that are active or not even that active, but I know they're interested, still looking for places, get engaged and pick up some clients. So, yeah, I do that. Through my chamber, I took one of the Pilates groups and asked them if we could create an event. So we created an event outside, and I took one of my group leaders, and she's pretty active anyway. But what we did was we created an event. So we did an outside activity with a chiropractor, a massage therapist, and a physical therapist. And then we found the coffee lady to bring the treats and the coffee. But anyway, so we were outside, and we had a class. I mean, it was perfect because we didn't have to even invite people because the Pilates class did a Pilates session outside, and we had like 30 to 40 people. So are you kidding me? It was a perfect night. We called it a back-to-school, back-to-you night. So when the kids got back to school, we were treating them to massage, you know, PT, whatever they wanted, a Beamer session. And that worked out great. You know, it was warm enough then. So, yeah, I keep bringing people in to different events that I have. Sometimes I show, and sometimes I give them to them, and they're downline. so we can get them involved. We did a senior day at the state fair, for instance. I used to do that myself, but I gave that to a different person. So, you know, it's all about trying to get them people and get them involved and feeling good about themselves and getting the confidence back. So, and then, you know, I have a group leader who has a weekly meeting. So she, Patty does that. Sometimes I can pop on that call, but for the people that are engaged with her. So we do different things in our group. Yeah, we you know, try and have the tea parties or the Super Saturday, you know, and invite people over for that. Yeah, we have a pretty active group around here. I'm pretty
good.
Proud of them, and they work really hard.
No, that's important. Those watch parties have been really something to do with your teams and also with your guests to come take a look at that, watch that as well. I've even heard people doing them in barns, having a little barn party, you know, or a little house party. So watch parties have been great this past year. That was a great thing that Casey and George and all the other RDs have been doing. So I think that's fantastic. And I just think that getting these people involved a little bit more, my key thing that I'm focusing on is trying to get the people that have not had the academies to sign up. And Greg Peterson brought up a good point. He says, you know what, once you get your academy done, I might give you a little gift, like a gift card or whatever, gas card maybe, because he's out in California, gas prices are hitting the roof, so maybe he needs to get a gas card instead. But long story short is trying to get these people, once they do an academy and they learn about it, like, you know, since you worked in the medical field a little bit more, getting educated is a key thing. And then I find that people normally get one or two more sales right after that because they get fired up about that. Do you find that to be the same?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's so contagious when you're at that meeting. You know, it's hard to enroll them. And a lot of these people, like I have a natural doctor that is, she's going to be one of my up-and-coming, I mean, she loves the Beamer. She just doesn't have time to do the 2 days, so, to be honest. Casey said the other day, give her one day this time and another time, the second day, another time, you know, for those meetings. So we might just pull that off because she's pretty busy. But, I mean, she understands the product. She just has to understand the marketing and all the rest. But, yeah, the academy is a great thing. The watch parties are great. You know, the basic idea is get them involved so they don't just fall through the cracks, you know, and sign up for something and never do it.
Well, I think your part, and what's amazing to me is, as a team manager, is the unselfishness that you do is by you get them set up in an event. You might be doing it. You invite them. And then you say, okay, it's now time for you to fly. Get out of the nest. This is now your event. And now you can
right.
run it, and you can do this. And you show them how to do that. Not all management people do that. They don't see, have that foresight to really see how beneficial that could be. So if we have managers that are listening to this call, I think that's a great thing to do is to get your downline to do this and then pass it off to them and have them succeed. Give them an event or two that they could be successful with. So,
right, I
agree.
And that, you know, frees me up too, and I still benefit from it, right? And the naturopath who's just getting started, I'm going to her office on Fridays in the evening, and that's when she's free, and give her people sessions with her, you know, so she's comfortable with everything because she hasn't been to the academy yet. But right now she's that's what she has the people so excited in her office. So we're giving them sessions. One's turned into a lease to own. They're going to buy it already. So, you know, you just got to be there for them, have them help them with their open house, help them get one foot in front of the other, you know.
No, that's great. So I know you only have a few minutes. You don't have the whole show with us. So does anyone have any questions for Mary Beth in particular? Please hit 1 or dial 1 on your phone. And I've got one more question for you right now, Mary Beth. We have all these trainees out there. Some people sign up the trainees, and we got this opportunity for them to sign up, and they can get the home edition, get the go back for free, or they get the lease to own and do that. Are you finding that you're building your team larger now with this promotions that we have going on for this past month?
Well, I got one yesterday, but I have contacted everybody who has a T, letting them either contact them myself or I'll contact them. So we did that after the call on Monday with Casey. So we're definitely going to expand that way. And then we found a couple that said, you know what, I am interested, give me a little bit of time, and, you know, and pull the money together, whatever their issue was. So they're not out the door. But, yeah, we've grown. I know we have two that grew that way so far since Monday. So that's a great promo.
Well, looking to build my team up a little bit more. I'm reaching out to all my different people that are underneath me, trying to get them a little bit more fired up. We have one caller right now that hopefully would like to talk to Mary Beth or myself or Lisa. You know, I think Lisa could talk to. I don't know what she's doing right now. The number is 641-330. 641-330. Are you on?
Yes, I am.
Perfect.
You hear me?
Who are we talking to?
Miriam, yes. Martin from Northeast Iowa, and I had a question for Mary Beth. I was wanting to do a meeting or whatever you'd call it and do free sessions, and the lady at the library said she would love to do that, but how do I word, what do I say I'm going to do, like Mary Beth when she does, when they had one at that outdoor meeting she was talking about, what did she say she's doing? If you know what I mean,
well,
like how, what's the wording?
I would just say I have a health and wellness event, and I want to invite people over. There's a brochure in the back that you can use, Miriam. If not, Patty can help you or I can. And you would just use that brochure. It's one that you can put in the date and use that as your flyer.
Okay.
So we can help you get that. And then you would give that to your librarian or whatever and say, this is what, can you post this for me or can you pass these out? And you might even get some more people that weren't ones that you invited.
Okay, that was
yes,
my question.
Yes, they have a sports flyer on that for an event, or they have a human or medical type of opportunity for an event flyer that you could fill in and fill in the dates with that as well. So that's a great point, Miriam, or Mary Beth.
Yeah, we use those
Thank
all the
you.
Time. They try and make it easy for us now. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
Yep, sure.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Miriam. Mary Beth, I know that you have you are at your fitness center and you have some stuff to do. We appreciate you always giving back to the Beamer family by coming on and sharing with us what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you again for coming on and have a great day.
And thank you for all your help, too. Appreciate it. See you later.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right, so today we actually, if anybody was checking the Blog Talk schedule, we originally had Dr. Marlies Vonk and Fabio Blotter to come on and talk about some of their tips and tricks. They've had a little bit of an emergency and we're not able to make it on today, so hopefully we'll be able to get them on next week. And share with us their team engagement and team building that they do. They enroll a lot of distributors, and they keep them very engaged. And so we definitely will invite them back next week to share with them. But in the meantime, I just wanted to say we're going to take calls throughout today's call. So if you have a question, you want to share something regarding the challenge, please hit 1 on your phone, and we will intermittently take calls. And, you know, in talking about our challenge this month, team engagement, you know, there's lots of different ways. And, you know, sometimes we try to fit a square peg in a round hole, and it doesn't resonate with us. And so then we get discouraged because it didn't work. So, you know, I'm going to throw out a couple of ideas, suggestions. That Ian touched on it a little bit about, you know, we have a couple of promotions going right now. One of them is still the Pace Setter until the end of the year, and that is an opportunity for us individually, even if we have made Pace Setter before, to make it again. And you know, that is either 5,000 sales points, which is roughly 4 sales. Also, there is a little bit of a twist to it. If you also enroll 2 distributors as part of that for sales, you then have the ability to take full advantage of the incentive that comes after you've reached qualified for Pace Setter. Anybody on your first line that also qualifies for Pace Setter, you get an additional bonus, and that could be up to 50%. So Definitely want to take advantage of that. It's perfect time, end of the year. Christmas is extra money is always good. So that's the first thing. The second promotion is the promotion that is happening for this month only. It ends November 30th. And that is if you enroll a new distributor, they can purchase the home edition and get the Go Pack for free. So of course they're paying the $199 to become a distributor, but they're still getting, you know, savings of over $400. So, you know, it's a great way to bring people in. But one of the even better things about this promotion is what Ian touched on is the IBDTs. So, you know, if you have IBDTs that are in your downline, you know, you want to definitely get on the phone and reach out to them. Likely, if they're an IBDT, they may not be as engaged as, you know, a junior or a senior or a group leader would be. They may not even know that there is a promotion going on and that they have an opportunity to purchase a Beamer at a discount. So really, if we're not reaching out to those IBDTs on our team, we're really doing a disservice. There's an opportunity for them to get a Beamer in their life. And so, you know, as an additional challenge, I would challenge everybody today to go into your back office, all your IBDTs that are in your downline, and make a phone call, place a text, and let them know that they have this opportunity. It'll be their qualifying sale. Obviously, the qualifying sale commission rolls up to you, but they become a junior, and then they have the ability to still qualify for Pacesetter by the end of the year. So, and it gives you an opportunity to really build those teams, especially if you're a senior and you're working toward group leader right now. It's a good way to turn those T's into J's. Also, if you have somebody in a lease-to-own program, they also, if they sign up as a distributor in the lease-to-own program, they also have the ability to take advantage of this promotion. And they would have a backpack, and obviously they would keep the Beamer that they have, the home edition that they have, and they would be sent a free Go Pack. So two ways there to take advantage of this promotion that's a little outside of the box rather than going to somebody who is totally brand new and trying to bring on, you know, a new enrollee. Ian, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this Motivational Monday, and I like to share this with my team, and Lisa, I'm noticing your name is missing on this one. And guess what? So is mine. We're not on the Pacesetters yet. So I'm going to throw another challenge out there. Who's going to get to become the Pacesetter first? Will it be Lisa Diamond or will it be Ian Robb?
It'll be Lisa Diamond because she only has one more. How many more do you have?
Well, you know what? I love being the underdog. I love being able to rise from the ashes and back up. I will have one as of today, so that's good. But I'm going to make it happen. So we're going to see who wins this, hopefully by next week. If not, we'll see what happens and make that happen. So that's a good challenge. And I think sometimes challenging having kind of a accountability partner could be also helpful on your team. Even though that we are not on the same team, we're in different teams, but at least we're on the show together. And sometimes you can get a little catty.
Oh, boy. Okay. So we do have a caller on the line, 713-569. 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Sandra in Houston. You two are great co-hosts together. Just want to say, quite enjoyable. I just want to say I've been using this promotion to reach out to some folks that missed the free Go Pack. I always had to get these words right. And say, look, I can't give you the same exact savings, but there's a way to give you savings of $441. And so I'm doing a little team building with this.
Perfect. That's exactly what it's designed for. So you make a great point. You know, if you had people, when was that? Back in August, July and August,
yes,
where the promotion was a home edition with a free go pack, and people that may have been on the fence and then missed it, definitely reach back out to those people. And great suggestion. And, you know, share your success with us, Sandra. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Sandra, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Perfect.
Yes, I'm
all
still
right
here.
Now, let's be honest. Who do you think is really going to win this challenge between Lisa and myself, become the pacemaker for whatever Wednesday? Will it be Lisa Diamond or will it be me, Mr. Ian Robb?
Well, Ian, you are the underdog, but I'm going to go with Lisa. Because
this girl
she's
power.
Probably got a rabbit in the hat. She's probably got one in the hat she's going to pull out in the next 48 hours.
You know, you're probably right. I'm going to get duped on this bet. I'm going to get duped for sure. But I'm just curious, who else thinks we're going to win or ourselves? We're going to take a little bit of a bet.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. What Ian doesn't know is that I love a challenge. Obviously, I've named whatever Wednesday a challenge. So we'll see what happens, Ian. So in talking about further team engagement, I'm going to throw out suggestions. And if you are a senior and you are building a team, if you're a group leader, it doesn't matter the size of your team. You know, some people focus more on just the sales aspect and they have a small team. But if that small team is engaged, it could be a powerful team. And, you know, and then it helps everyone grow, including Beamer itself. So a couple of suggestions. So, you know, a lot of teams hold either a weekly meeting, maybe it's a bi-weekly meeting, or even just a monthly meeting to stay engaged with each other, share success, share your tips. You know, it's always great. That's why we like people to call in and share on this show what they're doing, because it can help everybody. And, you know, it makes you feel like you're not out there alone in Beamer land, right? So, you know, one is if you're not currently part of a team call, whether your upline isn't doing one, it doesn't mean that you can't start doing one. And it doesn't have to be an hour long. It can literally just be, you know, a 30-minute, you know, check-in, a morale boost, a Q&A session, you know, anything like that. Another tip is, you know, get your team together and start a mini fast track. If you're not familiar with fast track, it's something that George Baronis does. It's always hugely successful, the people that participate in that. But you could take that same model and, you know, share that with your team and help build the team that way. Also, team events, like Mary Beth is great at this. She was on our show the month that we had the challenge of the Bob Challenge, Bodies on Beamer. And, you know, she goes out there and she is in the community and putting bodies on Beamer, and she's doing it with her team. So maybe you create a team event, similar to what she's doing, like a health and wellness event, team lunch and learn. You know, I used to do these all the time, you know, twice a month. I used the Chamber of Commerce conference room, and we would do a mini presentation, about 20 minutes. We would have, you know, sandwiches and salads brought in. It was free to guests. Distributors paid $10 just to help cover the cost of the food. And we had Beamer set up. We did Beamer sessions, and we did it as a team. And, you know, the power of that is it's short. You're in and out in an hour because people are on their lunch hour. It is impactful because you have multiple distributors there that are sharing their Beamer testimonials. You may even have Beamer customers that are bringing their friends with them. It could be an appreciation lunch. Do a customer appreciation and invite your customers and have them bring a guest and do a lunch and learn that way. And then, again, it's the impact of those Beamer testimonials. So that's another team building event that you could do. Ian touched on the watch parties that Casey Conrad and Rick Roundtree are doing, and invite people to your home. The next one is actually tomorrow, and that is going to be with Casey Conrad and Bettina Torres. So you know what? Do a last-minute little text out to your team and say, hey, I'm throwing a watch party, you know, whatever. I'm going to have, you know, healthy snacks and food, drinks, you know, come on over and, you know, invite a guest and do a watch party. So that's tomorrow night. And Ian touched on this, the academy. If you have people on your team and you can go into your back office and see who has taken an academy and who hasn't, and I think kind of across the board, it's about 50-50, to be honest with you, really encourage these people to get to an academy, especially since they're online. They're also on different time zones. So, you know, if it doesn't work for them to be, they're on the East Coast and it doesn't work for them to be, you know, 8 to 3 or 4. You know, maybe they take a Pacific time one and they're on it from, you know, 12 PM until, you know, 5 or 6 PM. There's also Friday, Saturday academies. There's Saturday, Sunday academies. And then there's also Sunday, Monday academies as well. And if you have equine, distributors underneath you, you would want to encourage them to do an academy with the extended equine presentation as part of that. But, you know, like Ian and Mary Beth were talking, there is something infectious about attending an academy and, you know, learning the not just how to use the Beamer, but how to market the Beamer. And again, the testimonials. The national sales call. So we actually have a national sales call tonight. Send out a little text to your team and let them know there's a national sales call tonight, and Dr. Burka is actually going to be on our national sales call tonight, which is not a normal thing. So everybody loves to hear Dr. Burka. He definitely is engaging, and, you know, make it part of your goal today to just send out a quick text to all of your team members and invite them. That's at 9 p.m. tonight Eastern Standard Time, and it's always at www.beamermeeting.com. Ian, are you still awake?
Yeah, you know, how engaged you are into the Beamer world. Because I was going to quiz you to see what was happening tonight, but you beat me to the punch. You are engaged. Okay, so I'm going to be on that call tonight. I want to listen to what Dr. Burke has got to say, and I want to get my team involved, so I'll be texting them, maybe doing a quick voice text. That might be better because I want to show them my energy that I have for this call and make it happen. So I'm going to rally them, see if they can help me beat you. All right.
All right, so I'm going to pause. I still have so many more tips here. We do have a caller on the line, 831-760, 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sibylla from California. And I just wanted to...
Great to have you on again. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I'm also on the pipe setter race with you guys. So I have one person more, and I have several people who could be the one, so I'm pretty sure I will achieve the pipe setter. So all good.
You Do you want to get into this bet too? Is that what you're saying? You want to see who's going to get there first?
Oh, I totally volunteer if you want. Yes, I'm.
All right. Okay. You're going to have to clock us and let us know when you get it.
Okay.
I'm going to pull.
I think you should update it. Yes. But what I wanted to say is regarding the team building, I'm in that perfect situation. Yes, I'm daily dreaming my dream about having the team that I envision and do everything every day to keep that dream going and make it real. So
well,
it's mostly
how are you doing that? What's your dream? Is it looking like the New England Patriots? Or is it looking like the Cleveland Browns after that last game?
Well, by the people that I have inspired to become IBDs, kind of when they bought the unit, I just look at my own process from where I come from, buying my Beamer unit and then becoming a distributor. I must have frustrated my mentor to death because I just couldn't do anything for 4 years. I was just way too sick. So I totally see in all of my distributors, if they're doing something or nothing, the complete potential, they can do it if they are ready, when they are ready, when they want to do it. So I just have a group text, and I just put my thoughts in there. I'm just doing variations on the theme to just encourage them. Just join a presentation, join the blog talk. Come on to the national sales talk tonight and just stay positive. Make contact. I just call them up, or when we see each other, it's always a Beamer talk at some point. And when they leave, they're just inspired again. And then they dry up again going. So I think just as somebody who wants to have a team in the future, just always water your plants, right? Plants grow all at their own speed, but just be the sunshine and the water and their food and till they're ready to go on their own. So just be positive.
Well, Sylvia, I could feel your energy coming across on this phone call there. So you're definitely helping your team grow, that's for sure. I just called one of my IBDs, my downline, because it was her birthday today. And I think that's also important, that touch, that human touch, whether if you send a personal card and a Christmas card, for example, like what Stacey DeVore was talking about wanting to have, and now they have in the back office. Get some Christmas cards. Send them to each, not only your IBDs, but send to each one of your customers, because hopefully next year will bring you fruit and maybe you'll get some referrals. And just that touch, that communication, I think is important.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it's the contact, just stay in contact, because somebody has become a customer, somebody has become an IBD, it doesn't mean that's it, it's the end of it. It's really stay in contact and just keep giving tips and advice and be there for them, and don't just necessarily wait till they make a phone call, just be proactive and just check in, just say, hey, how are you doing, what's going on? Any questions, anything I can help you with?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. I want to join your team, but I can't.
Oh, so you're welcome. You can visit.
Sevilla, thank you so much. You're always an inspiration. We appreciate you listening and calling in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing Blog Talk.
All right, my dear, and good luck. Get that pace setter.
Yes, you too.
All right. So we have about 5 minutes left for today's show. If you do have any questions whatsoever, it is Whatever Wednesday, so it does not have to relate to team engagement or team building. Please hit 1 on your phone if you want to share any of your success. We would love to hear that as well. A few more tips, and actually, Sevilla, I couldn't even have planned this if I tried. Sevilla actually touched on it. One of them is, you know, duplication and communication. And I think we could all agree, we've all been in relationships, and that really the number one thing to relationship success is communication. And it is the same within our Beamer business, whether it's with our IBDs or our customers. It's keeping in contact with people, keeping in touch with people, and communicating, and not making the assumption that, you know, people in your downline know what is going on in Beamer. Typically, you know, the 80-20 rule applies. That is 20% of the field is doing 80% of the sales. That is true in Beamer. It actually is maybe a little higher. So, you know, getting these people the information that they need. Maybe they don't check their email. Maybe they're not going into their back office. So definitely finding a way to communicate with them will help increase that team engagement as well. And then training, you know, what are some of your successful tips that you can share with the people in your downline? What can you share with, you know, your new distributors? And, you know, again, I think Mary Beth touched on this, is just, you know, being there for your new people and asking questions and answering questions for them. And then, of course, I'm biased, but, you know, Blog Talk Radio. I mean, I love when Rick Roundtree talks about Blog Talk Radio. He's like, it was like the thing that really got him off and running. He was on it every single day. I remember when I first started, I was on it every single day. I had an alarm on my phone, and I would get on every single day. It is really a great way for IBDs to stay in touch, to get information, to hear testimonials, to learn about the equine set on Thursdays, and, you know, the quick start on Monday for new IBDs with Greg Peterson. People involved, maybe share with them how they can, if they can't be on live on Blog Talk, how they can download the episode and at least listen and get the information. And you can do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. Again, that's /IBDS. So I do have a caller, and I'm going to take this last caller here, 859-588. 859-588, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky. I just wanted to share something. I had a horse person that I've been trying to work with for several months, and finally today, I was almost giving up on her, and finally today she got back and she said, I'm ready to see the horse Beamer. And she has just now taken in, I think, 4 more horses for boarding. So I'm real excited. And I don't even have a horse, but I'm excited about doing this because it's been good for me. It's actually pulled me out of my cocoon I think I was in through COVID. And being able to get out with these horses has been wonderful. But I just wanted to share that because we can't give up on people because we never know. And I have another one that I've worked with probably for 4 months. And we just, she's had issues coming up and with her family. So we're going to be getting together as well and hopefully before Christmas, 2.5 hours away.
Well, I think that's great, Claudia. Thanks for sharing that. We only have about 50 seconds left.
Horses are phenomenal creatures,
and I think it's great. And let's have you call back next week. We can talk a bit more about the horses. Forget Thursdays.
Okay.
Talk about equine.
No,
let's
that's
do it on
not,
whatever
no,
Wednesday.
I was just telling. I was just saying, never give up on your people. Thanks.
Exactly. Thanks for calling in, Claudia.
And she'll be on a human Beamer too. Thanks. Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Absolutely. Bye. All right, with just 30 seconds left, I'm going to challenge everybody to 3 things today. Reach down into your downline, contact all your IBDTs, let them know about the promotion that's going on. Also, send out a team text about the national call that Dr. Burka is going to be on tonight. And third, come up with some sort of duplicatable communication system in order to stay in touch with your team, whether that's a group text, using Telegram, that's an app that is easy for a group to join, or create your own private Facebook group for your team. Anyway, we will be back next Wednesday. Everybody go out and make it a great day. Thanks.
Distributors, we're committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.